In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Greetings from Argentina. Nice to be in another Fatima conference. My first time here in at the Mount was in 2001, almost 25 years ago, when I was recently ordained as a deacon by Bishop Pivarunas in Omaha. He invited me to know the Mount, and in fact I had my first baptism here in this chapel. So since then, I have come maybe three or four more times for the Fatima Conference. It was my first Fatima Conference in 2013 because of the election, so-called election of the Argentinian Bergoglio. So I had to speak about him. I didn't have much to say, but but I had to talk about him and the disasters of the Vatican too, because as he called himself, I remember Bergoglio said, speaking about himself, that he was the strawberry in the top of the cake. And indeed, he was the strawberry at the top of the cake, because the cake is the Second Vatican Council. So nothing changed, everything worsened. So the question is a question of doctrine, no question of if he has a good or better or worse face, right? So it's nothing like the doctrine, because the church cannot change in her essence. So the Vatican II changed the essence of the church. So all the so-called popes after the Vatican II are false popes, no popes. So after that, there was a second time I came for the Fatima Conference. It was after my consecration. Let me introduce myself a little bit and what are we doing in Argentina. I am from Argentina. Personally, I am born in Patagonia, very south of the Argentina, and very wild, very inhabited part zone of Argentina. In fact, my parents went there trying to escape from the world and to try to educate their children in a Christian manner. So we had very seldom the sacraments. Maybe once, twice a year, we had the visit of a priest from the Society Pius X at that time, 45 years ago. And so then my brother Julian, my family, my brother, he entered the seminary in 1984. So he began the seminary. I was very young at the time. 4 years old. We have in between the age of my brother and myself 15 years. So I am the youngest in my family. We are 10 siblings in my family. I am the youngest. So he entered in the seminary, and after a situation that they had in the seminary in the Society Pius X, they break apart. Aside, and he got ordained by Bishop Carmona in Mexico in 1991. So, as a sede vacantist already, because when they left the society, in fact, the leaving of the society wasn't very clear what was the motive of it, but it was indeed the situation that he could understand the better the situation of the church, of the vacancy of the see of Peter. So After his ordination, he returned to Argentina. He was ordained in Acapulco, Mexico. So he returned to Argentina, and he began like a house of formation in Córdoba, which is in the center of the country. He began the operation. He began to work in a place that was donated to him for this purpose. So I entered in the seminary at that time, 1996. And we began to receive the visits of Bishop Pivarunas. In fact, I think the first visit was, 30 years ago in Córdoba. He came to visit us for confirmation and for orders. I received all my orders till the diaconate from Bishop Pivarunas. So my brother began a house of formation. I got involved with that. I began my seminary. I ended up my seminary here in Michigan with under the care of Bishop Sanborn. I was ordained as a priest by him in 2003. So after that, I returned to Argentina to be with my brother, Father Julian, because he was all the time, almost all the time alone. And for a priest, you know, to be alone is very desolated. So you cannot have a confession for yourself. You cannot have advice from another priest. So we began a house of formation for more people, two priests were the teacher, my brother and myself. So actually we are five priests, two bishops and three priests working together there in Argentina, in Brazil, Paraguay, Chile, many places in all these countries. So we still are very few, and it's very, very difficult to attend all these missions and all the needs of the people, right? So that was because of the COVID scenario that I was consecrated a bishop by His Excellency Bishop Dávila here present. He was asked by Bishop Pivarunas if he could perform the consecration in Argentina because we were so desolated, nobody could go away from the country. Bishop couldn't come. It was really a bad situation for us as a house of formation and for the people. No? You know, people need to be confirmed to have the visit of a bishop. So this consecration was in 2022, 3 years ago. So by the grace of God, everything like exploded. It was like a big explosion everywhere because we were very located in Córdoba. But after the consecration, many places appeared in Brazil. In fact, I was visiting Brazil as a priest since 2008, visiting several places. But with the occasion of the consecration as a bishop, I had to go several places for confirmations. I remember the first time I went to Brazil after my consecration was I made 15,000 kilometers in 15 days for confirmation from the very south of Brazil to the very north, like almost equator in Brazil. So it was devastating. I mean, for the, you know, for your physique, is sometimes you think that you cannot manage to do so, but with the grace of God, it was possible. So at the moment, as I have said already, we are five priests, two bishops and three priests, and there are two more priests that were working with us, one in the north of Argentina and other is in Brazil with many centers of masses. In fact, he makes, maybe the priest in Brazil who is working with us, he's making maybe 3,000 kilometers each month to go visiting all different places, almost 20, between 20 and 30 places in different states of Brazil. So a lot of work. And that was the reason why we sent another priest to the south of Brazil, to the area of São Paulo. Father Gabriel now is working there to trying to help this priest there and trying to cover all the south of Brazil too. In Argentina we have several places also. In Buenos Aires we go once a month, which is the capital of Argentina. Tucumán is in the north. We are building a chapel, a new chapel there, and a lot of people, after these years of maybe like a silence in the in the Sede Vacantes movement in South America, people like arise like realizing all the lies of the Novus Ordo Church, and they are very convinced that the truth is not there, but it is in the true magisterium of the Church as we are trying to hold, right? So at the moment we are in the place we live. We have three seminarians studying with us in three different levels. One is more approached to the priesthood, maybe at the end of next year, or maybe during 2027 he will be ordained. And we have lay brothers also who work for the house, and you know they keep the place alive. They are most a lot of help for the priest and for the religious to accommodate things, and you know they work, so they help us a lot that we cannot work too much in the house, so because we travel a lot. So more or less this is the situation. We had my brother and I, we are both of us bishops, and we are almost not seeing each other because of traveling, right? He is going to Brazil, I'm going to Chile, Father Gabriel is in in Paraguay, the other priest is taking care of the seminary. So we are so few for so many tasks. So we encourage the people always to pray for priests, to pray for the priest existing and for the priest to come, right? To study the seminary and to become priest, because it's so much to do and so few of us to cover all the needs. And I always remember several times a year I made the mass, the votive mass of the propagation of the faith. And in this mass, in the epistles, it says what we pray every Saturday in the office, a canticle from the ecclesiastical, that it says, ut cognoscam te sicut et nos cognovimus, quoniam non es Deus preter te Domine. But it's very important to understand, because in English would be that they may know thee as we know thee, because there is no God beyond thee, O Lord. So our labor as a priest is to make the people know God and to love God as we know him and we love him. That is very important, because people look for the priest to seek God. And if he doesn't find God in the priest, is nothing to do. So we are like minister of God. So we first must know God. Because if we, priests, we do not know God, there is nothing we can teach the people. And it is very important because many times I am worried because of, you know, so much work, so much trouble, so little time to meditate or to understand what is the will of God, and maybe you can understand, you have to understand that you have first know God and love God, because other may know God and love God as you do, otherwise you are fruitless, right? So we encourage the people to pray for us, to pray for their pastors, for their priests, for their bishops, and for the vocations, because people is like they are realizing that the Novus Ordo, the Vatican II Church, is not the Catholic Church. So they are realizing that, and they are seeking for priests. They are desperately looking for priests. So we must be grateful that, for example, you here in the United States, you have a larger number of priests, even though it is very, very few of you, because you would need more. But in other places of the world, there are no priests at all. So it is very, it is a lot of desolation in other parts of the world. So we have really to pray for vocations, and we have really to pray for our priests, to keep them alive in the sense of spiritual life, right? To be saints, to be holy priests. Because all the explanation of our existence here on earth is to know God, to love God, to serve God, in order to attain, to achieve the eternal life. All of us have a vocation. And the vocation was that what our Lord says in the Gospel. Be perfect, be saints, as my Father in heaven is perfect and saint. So we have not to forget those words that belongs to all of us, not only for priests. Of course, priests must be more perfect, more holy. That's why you, lay persons, have to pray for them, because we, as priests, are human. We are frail. We have to persevere. But you know what? We have the hope, indefectible hope, because we are based in the words of Jesus Christ himself, who said, I will be with you till the end of times. And the gates of heaven shall not prevail against the church. So if we belong to the church, if we are with Christ, we are completely, absolutely secure, for certain, that we are victorious. The problem is the perseverance. We have to be perseverant in the right side of the history. I also would like to say that, you know, the world is so bad in these times. I mean, always have been very bad, the world, with regard to, like, against God, right? And there is an introit of the Mass of one of these past Sundays, who says, Salus populi ego sum, dici Dominus. I am the health of the people. Many times in the modern world, even those who are very with goodwill, thinks that the solution of the problems that we have in our countries might come from a political solution. No. The only solution for the world is God and his doctrine, his church. So we must encourage ourselves to study what is the will of God of us, and to pray for our countries, to pray for the world, to pray for missions, to pray for good and holy priests, and also, you know, for the salvation of our souls. Let us ask always Our Lady to be our mother. She is our mother, but sometimes we are not her sons and daughters. We have to persevere in the consecration of our souls to Mary, to persevere in the rosary, the daily rosary, for our own salvation, for our country, for the sinners in the world, and to make part of that prophecy or that promise of Our Lady, who said, at the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. So I would like to end my talk now and to introduce Bishop Dávila, His Excellency Bishop Dávila, who was the bishop who consecrated me. So I would like to introduce him as the bishop, my father, in the episcopacy, and you know, as the bishop that who is taking care of the flock in Mexico. So I will give him the the microphone.
En nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Muy estimados fieles, que la paz de nuestro Señor Jesucristo esté con todos ustedes. Me presento ante ustedes como un obispo en misiones.
Dear faithful Catholics, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all you. I introduce myself as a bishop in missions, working in missions.
El propósito, pues, de esta pequeña plática es compartir con ustedes, pues, la naturaleza de la misión y algunos lugares, pues, que visito o atiendo, tanto en México como en otras partes diferentes de México.
I want to share with all you in this opportunity the nature of my mission in several places where I work, especially in Mexico and several other countries around the world.
Algunos se preguntarán, ¿qué es exactamente un obispo de misiones?
Someone of you maybe ask, what is exactly a bishop in missions or who works in missions?
En el contexto actual, la respuesta se encuentra en la dolorosa realidad que enfrentamos, pues que no hay una jurisdicción ordinaria, que pues la no hay un papa, no hay, la sede está vacante.
This question is especially hard in nowadays because we have, as you all know, in a situation that we don't have ordinary jurisdictions in the and we have the Holy Seat is vacant, as everyone knows.
Como obispo procuro satisfacer la necesidad espiritual de aquellas personas pues que realmente han Dios les ha iluminado y han descubierto pues que el modernismo pues no es la Iglesia Católica y que piden pues sacramentos y piden la fe verdadera.
In my labor as a bishop, I try to satisfy the necessity, spiritual necessities of people who have now know that the modernist church is not the true Catholic church. So I try to satisfy his necessity spirituals.
Antes de, pues, de pasar a los lugares que visito, en algunos países, pues quiero hablar un poco acerca de lo que es la las misiones o el trabajo que tenemos en México.
I want to share with you information about the work in several countries, but firstly I want to share with you information about work in Mexico.
Gracias a Dios y a la Santísima Virgen de Guadalupe.
Thanks to our Lord and our Virgin of Guadalupe, our Lady.
En México tenemos pues 13 iglesias, parroquias o comunidades de fieles bien establecidas.
In Mexico we have 13 parishes solid established, thanks to God.
Más de 10 misiones activas.
We have more than 10 places of missions strong established also.
Que se visitan pues cada semana, máximo cada 15 días.
That missions are visited frequently every week or every 2 weeks.
Hay otras tantas pues que cada mes o cada 2 meses.
There are some others that are visited once a month or twice a month.
Alrededor son de la Sociedad Sacerdotal Trento, al cual por la gracia de Dios soy el superior.
All the missions and parishes are part of the Sociedad Sacerdotal Trento, that bishop is the superior, general superior.
Contamos pues con el respaldo de 20 sacerdotes.
We have 20 priests working in the Society Trento.
2 seminarios.
We have 2 seminaries, major seminary and minor seminaries.
El menor que cuenta actualmente con 18 seminaristas.
Our minor seminary has 18 students.
En Jalisco, en Guadalajara.
In the state, Mexican state called Jalisco.
Y al norte tenemos el seminario mayor.
In the north we have the major seminary.
Que contamos con 9 seminaristas.
And we have 9 seminarians.
También estamos comenzando, bueno, atiendo 3 conventos, o 3 congregaciones distintas.
I assist also 3 convents or community, religious community women.
En Guerrero y en el Estado de México.
In Guerrero State and Mexico State is different to Mexico City. Different.
Bueno, es una congregación pues muy parecida a la que tenemos aquí. Se llaman Sirvientas de María Reina Inmaculada. They, o siervas.
Is similar to the community that exists here. The name of that community is Siervas de María Inmaculada.
En Morelos hay una congregación de religiosas de terciarias franciscanas.
In Morelos State, there is a community of Franciscan religious nuns.
Y comenzamos actualmente en Hermosillo, Sonora, pues estamos comenzando una nueva congregación.
In the city of Hermosillo, Sonora, in northern Mexico, is starting a new community of nuns. Also.
Hay una religiosa y cuatro postulantes.
There's a nuns, principal nun, and other 4 aspirants, new religious.
Yeah. Bien, la en hay otros lugares que se atienden fuera del país, bueno, otros lugares, sobre todo aquí en Estados Unidos, pues tenemos ya de mucho tiempo, hace 25, 26 años, pues administramos los sacramentos en la iglesia de San José, en Las Vegas, del padre, que atiende el padre Creer, que está aquí presente, ya de… Pues, le administramos los sacramentos, sobre todo la confirmación cada año.
Out of Mexico, Bishop works also in different cities, especially since 25 years ago, more or less, assist communities like a Catholic Church of St. Joseph in Las Vegas, who is the pastor is Father Creer. He's here.
El último domingo de mayo es cuando nos toca asistirlo.
I assist him in the last Sunday of May.
Gracias a Dios tenemos otra iglesia que atiende un sacerdote de Trento.
Thanks to God we have another church assisted by a priest of Trento.
En El Paso, Texas.
In El Paso, Texas.
Dedicada a Nuestra Señora del Rosario, del Santo Rosario.
In the Church of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, the name of the church.
Poco a poco ha ido creciendo esa comunidad de fieles. Ahorita hay entre 150 a 200 personas que asisten regularmente los domingos.
That community has grown up, thanks to God. And they there assist 100 or 150 people regularly, thanks to God.
Se comenzó una misión de como de unas 30 personas que asisten en Laredo, Texas.
There is also another place in Laredo, Texas. It's a mission. It's around there. It has around 30 people.
Esa misión la atiende el padre del Paso y también uno de los dos sacerdotes que están en Ciudad Juárez.
The mission in Laredo is assisted by the priest who lives in El Paso or in the next city, Mexican city in Juárez.
En España se atienden a dos lugares, son pocos fieles, no es como en Estados Unidos o en México, que contamos cientos de fieles en cada iglesia, son comunidades muy más pequeñas. Tanto en España se atiende, se ha celebrado misa en Madrid con confirmaciones, en Valencia hay una pequeña comunidad de fieles y en Sevilla.
In Spain there are groups, small groups. It's not the same situation as in Mexico or in the United States. Here there are communities big, but not is the same situation in Spain. But even that, Bishop Juan go to assist them with the confirmations in cities like Madrid, Valencia, and Sevilla.
En la República Checa, pues hay una pequeña también comunidad de fieles.
In Czech Republic, a country in the center of Central Europe, is another community of faithfuls, Catholic faithfuls.
De unas 20 personas, es un grupo pequeño.
They are around 20 persons. It's a small group, but very devout.
Pero ha sido tal la providencia divina que ese pequeño grupo logró restaurar en menos de 3 años una iglesia muy bonita de 1780.
The devotion of this small group is so strong, and our Lord in His divine providence gave to them a church built in 18th century.
Tuve la dicha de que en el mes pasado hice la reconciliación de la iglesia que ya estaba ya consagrada. Después de que pasó el comunismo, pasó el modernismo, se hizo la reconciliación de la iglesia, así como manda el pontifical, sobre todo el libro del pontifical romano.
That church was consecrated originally many years ago, but with the communism and the modernism, that church was it was violation the consecration, and Bishop last month went to bless it again to make the ceremony. Who is in the Missale Pontificale Romano? That is called a reconciliation of the church. That is where the church is consecrated before, but is blessed and it's possible to say the Holy Mass again.
Y después de muchos años, pues, se logramos celebrar la Santa Misa de siempre, la Misa Tridentina, en ese lugar, en esa iglesia.
After many years, was possible to say again the Holy Mass in that country.
Por cuestión de tiempo, pues no ha habido posibilidad de, a ver si ya que hay una oportunidad de mostrarles ya en alguna dispositiva fotos de los lugares que visito. Me gustaría, pues, sobre todo, pues, poner esas fotos de que normalmente visito.
I would like to show to you pictures about all this is talking about, but for now it's not possible for technical problems.
Hay una empieza una comunidad de fieles, pues tal vez les suene un poco extraño.
There is a community of faithful people. Maybe for you could be rare.
Pero, pues Dios y el Espíritu Santo, él sabe dónde sopla su gracia.
But God and the Holy Spirit, wherever work, no.
Estamos comenzando una comunidad de fieles en el Líbano, Beirut.
We are starting a new community of faithful Catholic in Lebanon, Beirut.
Hay alrededor de 50 fieles y, pues, y con la ayuda de Dios puede haber mucho crecimiento.
We have around 50 faithful, 50 people, and it's a strong community that we have hope that grow up.
Son todos sedes vacantes.
All they are sedes vacantes.
Hay colaboración, sobre todo en Alemania, con otros sacerdotes, sobre todo hay sacerdotes que tiene Simarri, sobre todo Monseñor Pío Arunas, y también hay otros sacerdotes pues que atienden algunos lugares de Europa, sobre todo en Alemania, en Múnich. Padre Cuba, vamos nosotros a celebrar misa también en la iglesia de la preciosa sangre de nuestro Señor en Múnich.
There is other groups, sede vacantes in other countries, and Bishop say, I visit them, I try to maintain a good relationship with them, because we are Catholics. Places like Munich in Germany, there is some priest who works too with Bishop Pío Arunas.
Sí, hay dos sacerdotes que les di la, sobre todo la orden bajo condición.
I ordained two priests recently, sub condicione.
Son pertenecen a otro grupo, pero son sede vacantes, pero ellos hacen su misión. Celebran la Santa Misa en algunas capillas pequeñas, pero hacen una labor pastoral muy bonita.
They are sede vacantes too. Sede vacantes is not is another group, but they are Catholics who works in missions in Germany.
En México tenemos el apostolado del Rosario Perpetuo.
In Mexico, we have an apostolate called Rosario Perpetuo, Perpetual Rosary.
En algunas iglesias, pues tenemos, completamos las 742 horas que se requiere para que esté interrumpido el rosario.
In some churches, we have
742 horas.
742 hours. Every hour, there are people praying the Holy Rosary.
Y en otros lugares, pues, se juntan dos o tres comunidades para completar esa cantidad.
In other places, no so big, they get together to complete the time necessary.
Actualmente yo resido en la ciudad de Chihuahua, Chihuahua.
Nowadays I live in Chihuahua City, the same name that the little dog.
Y ahí No es el perrito. ¿Te recuerdas? Es el estado más grande de México.
But Chihuahua is the biggest state in Mexico.
De ahí, gracias a Dios, coordino el rosario perpetuo para otros lugares, para otros países.
From Chihuahua, I organized the perpetual rosary to other places and countries.
Hay personas que rezan el rosario en Alemania.
There are people praying the rosary in Germany.
En el Congo, en África.
In el Congo, Africa. Also.
Ahí rezan más de al mes más de 50,000 rosarios sencillos.
They pray 52,000 rosaries.
En el Congo.
In el Congo, only in el Congo. Sí. Congo, Africa.
Sí, en Costa Rica también nos ayudan a rezar el rosario de perpetuo.
People from Costa Rica also participate in the prayer of the Holy Rosary.
Aquí en Estados Unidos.
Here in the United States.
Hay una comunidad ahí de mexicanos católicos en Houston que rezan el rosario perpetuo.
There's a Mexican community in Houston, Texas.
Y aquí la comunidad latina también está adherida a ese rosario. Rezan su rosario de 15 misterios.
He invites to you to participate also in the Holy Rosary Perpetuo.
Entonces, pues gracias a Dios, por medio del Santo Rosario, pues estamos unidos, uniendo, rezándole a la Santísima Virgen.
Thanks to God, we are in unity through the prayer of the Holy Rosary.
Es un vínculo realmente de unidad el rezo del Santo Rosario.
It's a sign of unity, the prayer of the Holy Rosary. It's very important.
Hay otros lugares, sobre todo, en donde nos ayudan otros sacerdotes atendiendo otras misiones. Todavía no he logrado ir a ese lugar porque todavía falta un poco más. Pero en Costa Rica se abrió una misión. Se va regularmente cada dos o tres veces al año.
There's other countries that I have no time to go. But that places, that countries are visited by priests who are preparing the people for a future visit of the bishop.
En Paraguay se va a abrir otro centro de misiones donde va a atender Trento, sacerdote de Trento.
Costa Rica is one of them. That country is visited for sometimes a year. But in the future will be visited also Paraguay.
Y hay una también se va a abrir en Perú.
And also in Peru.
En la capital en Lima, Perú.
In Lima, the capital of the country.
Hay sacerdotes que yo atiendo que no pertenecen a la Sociedad Sacerdotal Trento, que son alrededor de sacerdotes tanto en México como en otras partes, pues en otros países.
There are some priests, they are not part of Sociedad Trento, but I assist to that priest. Bishop assist that priest.
Uno de ellos es Padre Cosme de Jesús. Él atiende, ya tiene tiempo asistiendo a una comunidad de fieles como misión en Perú.
One of that priests is called Father Cosme, who assists in Peru, a community in Peru.
Sí. También procuramos nosotros tener el apostolado digital.
We practice also the apostolate in distance.
Gracias a Dios tenemos en más de 5 años enviando a través del WhatsApp meditaciones espirituales todos los días sin descanso.
Thanks God, I send since 5 years ago meditations by audio to many people in different countries, and it was very special for them because they have material to make meditation.
Contamos también con una página
I have also a
web,
a page in the internet.
Es obispo misión, www.obispomisiones.com.
www.obispoenmisiones.com.
Ahí por lo regular es un apostolado de, pues, acerca de escritos, acerca de defendiendo la fe, sobre todo enseñanza, sobre todo espiritualidad, de apologética.
I share in that website information about spirituality, defense of the true Catholic faith, and other topics, Catholics topics.
Y sirve de plataforma, pues, para a través de YouTube, a través de Facebook, pues transmisión de misas o de conferencias o de pláticas de la Sociedad Sacerdotal Trento.
And we use also the social media like YouTube and Facebook to streaming the Holy Mass every Sunday.
Bueno, pues eso es un, es algo de lo que, pues, con la ayuda de Dios y la gracia de Dios hemos trabajado. Por la gracia de Dios, pues ya tengo ya 26 años de obispo. Monseñor Pivarunas me consagró el 11 de mayo de 1999, y pues siempre buscando la gloria de Dios y la salvación de las almas, tanto en México como en otros lugares que se necesite.
For the grace of God, I'm a bishop since 26 years ago. I was consecrated by Bishop Pivarunas, and working for the salvation of the souls.
Yeah. Del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.